Good morning, Joan, after a very intense week in the Vatican.
Well, I feel like I haven't stopped working for a month. Synods are that way, obviously. You have to read documents and interview people and digest and synthesize and just so many, many hours. We're just standing outside the Synod Hall waiting for the fathers to come out to ask them a question about what they're doing. And we'll get back to the Synod in a minute, but there really is a piece of news that kind of dominates the week, and that was the Pope's announcement at the end of the general audience, to the general great surprise of a lot of people, and I have heard many, many people in the Roman Curia. The Pope announced that he, on November 24th, will create six new cardinals. And he named them, of course, on Wednesday. We have Archbishop Harvey, Jim Harvey. He's a native of Milwaukee. He's currently prefect of the prefecture of the papal household, the man responsible for all audiences, whether it's the president of the country or the weekly general audiences. And the Pope is also going to name him as Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. So we have a North American, we have a South American, Monsignor Gomez, the Archbishop of Bogota in Colombia, and then Patriarch Bishara Boutros Rai, the Maronite Patriarch, Lebanon. And then we have, I hope I do justice to his name, Beatitude Thotunkal, I'm hoping. He's the Major Archbishop of the Cyril-Malankarese in India. And then we have another name I hope I do justice to. Mm-hmm. We have Archbishop Onayekan. Archbishop of Onayekan, yes.
Yes, he's an English-speaking
of Nigeria.
Archbishop. We interview him often.
Oh, yeah. I know he's a big fan of my television and radio and of EWTN. And we have met in the Synod Hall. That was during the Synod for Africa, actually.
Right.
So we have Archbishop Luis Tagle of Manila. And it's very interesting. He was ordained a bishop in 2001, and only a year ago, almost to the day, was he named the Archbishop of Manila. You could tell he didn't expect it this soon, because I was at the Synod Hall. Three of us were talking to him yesterday afternoon. He got very, very emotional. It is very interesting. I saw this right away, and the media all pointed it out yesterday, that for the first time in all of Pope Benedict's consistories, there were no Italians and no Europeans.
No Europeans.
Well, the Holy Father, I guess, got the message, some are saying, that in having named a preponderance of Europeans and
Italians,
especially Italians, in recent years, they have like 27 or 30 electors in the College of Cardinals. And yet, where is the church growing? Where is it strong? Where are there good faithful? You're looking at Africa. You're looking at Asia. Vietnam, after the Philippines, is the second largest Catholic country in Asia. And even the Middle East, there's a lot of suffering there. But you have very, very, people who are very vibrant in their faith, even if the Catholics and Christians are a minority. So, this is an indication to the Church of the whole world. We just saw it: North America, South America, Lebanon, the Middle East, India, and Africa, and the Philippines.
That gets all the analysts ticking,
yes,
isn't it? Counting how many cardinals of what?
Oh well,
continents.
I'll give you that number. As we speak today, there are 205 cardinals in the College of Cardinals. 116 are electors. I think our listeners know that means that they're under 80, because over 80 you're out of the conclave. But by the time of the consistory, in a month, you have two cardinals will turn 80. I believe Cardinals Martino and Arinze. They will turn 80. That brings the electors down to 114. You add the six new cardinals, and you get to the magic number of 120, which Pope Paul VI established as the ceiling for the College of Cardinals. Now, I mean, any pope can write his own document and decide someday to go over that figure, mm-hmm, create a new ceiling. So, and it was very interesting. I did the calculation knowing I was going to be talking to some American bishops. I did the calculation for the United States, and you have 25% of our populace is Catholic. And We will have on November 24th, 19 cardinals, 11 of whom, including the new Cardinal Harvey, 11 of whom will go into a conclave being under 80. So, very interesting day, a happy day for these men, for the people in their archdioceses and so forth. There actually was other news this week, you know, and we had... I'm sure most of our listeners either saw pictures or hopefully saw this on television, the canonization Sunday. I mean, 80,000 people in a St. Peter's Square. It was like the middle of July. It was so hot. And it was wonderful because seven new saints, two of whom associated with the United States and one of them U.S. and Canada. So we have St. Kateri Tekovitha, a Mohawk Indian.
You say that so well.
Mohawk. Mohawk, actually, and her mother was Algonquin. So her father was Mohawk. Her mother had the Christian Catholic upbringing. And she was only 24. You had a very young saint from the Philippines. You know, he was, I think, 17, almost 18 when he died. But it was wonderful to see a big delegation from Honolulu and then one from New York, St. Marianne Cope. They lived as a youngster in Utica and then joined the Franciscan Sisters in Syracuse. So huge delegations. But to see the costumes, the beautiful Hawaiian dresses. So you had the beauty and the color, the pageantry of the Hawaiians, who are such a gentle, loving, caring people. Oh, my goodness, they're just amazing people, the native Hawaiians. And then you had the color of Indians, because there were Mohawks. I met several of the chiefs of various councils later on at a reception. And there was... a lot of the media did focus on St. Kateri as perhaps, she was the first Native American. Yes, exactly. Anytime you have a first, there's going to be a focus on it. But she had this amazing life. Of course, she was persecuted by her fellow tribesmen because of embracing the Catholic faith. And it's interesting, she had... I think it was scarlet fever when she was young. She was very beautiful, but her face became all pockmarked. And that was like kind of another subtle, smaller reason for like ostracizing her from the tribe. But I know on her deathbed, her final words were, "Jesus and Mary, I love you." And moments after she died, her pockmarked face, all the marks disappear. And she had this radiant, beautiful face. And this is the 1600s, of course, we're talking about, you know, when she lived and died. And she's just been an inspiration for Indians. And the young boy whose miraculous cure led to her canonization, a 12-year-old with a Native American heritage from the state of Washington, and he had a flesh-eating disease, and some family members said, you know, there's this young, I think, she was blessed at the time, Blessed Kateri. They started a novena to her. Someone had I think it was a piece of bone, I'm not sure, but they had a relic, and they brought it to the hospital and put it on this young boy. And Jake is with us today, very, very much healed, very normal, not totally, healed. This flesh-eating disease had begun on a lip. So there's just a slight indication of that today, but he's totally healed. And this is a disease that certainly should have killed him. Absolutely. The doctors didn't even give the family hope. So the miracles are always there, folks. You know, I think if you went online and probably Googled the word miracle, there's a lot of people out there the church is still investigating. And some we may know their names, former popes and so forth and so on. And other people, we don't know their names, but we will someday. So a very rich and exciting week. Canonizations, synod of bishops, they're in language groups now.
Right. They're wrapping up
exactly as we speak. The final mass, of course, almost as we are speaking, you know, Sunday. So for those in the media, those of us have to cover this, when you've got many other events, Year of Faith, canonizations, opening and closing mass for the Synod, all the interviews, it's truly nonstop. But it's exciting and fulfilling,
Thank you,
I find
Joan.
It.
Thank you, Joan.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.